Son Matthew is going to share some words too.
So, just looking at that, I was thinking to myself that the silver lining is that the beautiful paintings get a little more attention. my mom wouldn't care, really. As long as her paintings are there. Is this on? Is this my
Yeah, should be.
You know, my mom gave us a lot of gifts as kids, and I would say to me, the biggest one is her German heritage. The family knows this, but others might not. Every summer, my opa, so my mother's father, would come visit us as little kids. Like, there were some pictures of that, but he didn't speak English, and he would stay for about a month, right? 3.5 weeks, and that's kind of my introduction to German. I learned more German every summer from just communicating with my opa than I did in, 2 years of high school. So not just the language, but just the entire experience. Because of my mom's heritage, some of my best friends are actually German, living in Germany, because I've lived over there, and they're relatives as well, and we have very good relationships with people that we might go 5-10 years without seeing. Just, seems like yesterday. They're still my very closest friends today. And also just the fact, because my mom's German, which caused me to go overseas and live there, exchange student, and then live there again, and so did Michael for a time. Just my worldview is different. I mean, anybody knows that if you've lived overseas, whether it's Europe or somewhere else, you really pick up a lot of good things, in that culture, then you can kind of bring it back to America and make our country a better place. Just some words I like to use to describe my mom. Tough, like Michael said, she's very tough. My mom was not a complainer, certainly not about anything physical, any physical illness. And she had many over the years. One time she got stung by how many bees? When we were 20 bee stings, when he had a bee suit on and she didn't, and she was out. She didn't complain about that. She was very active. She did not sit around much. I mean, she was always doing something, whether it was art or cooking, canning, helping us with the animals, making meat by spinach and onions and liver, which is, I don't know why she had to stay. Classy, we saw that in the photos, right? Very classy. Going through, for me, it was a really interesting experience. I was talking to Pastor Jeremy earlier. Going through these photos, in a way I'd never done before, it just blew me away. I mean, that one of her in Athens, I don't even know where that or when that was, but that jacket she was wearing, you got to see the print, just incredible. Her father was a caterer, my opa, so, some of it came from there, of course. Talkative, very motherly, great cook, and elegant, very elegant woman. And artistic, obviously. One of my mom's, the most common questions she would ask when I come to visit, I live in Portland, and come down here was, do you want boiled potatoes or mashed potatoes? I got kind of tired of answering the question, so I would just say, whatever you want. But that's a very German thing to do that. So, and I got to, tell my dad, I never told him this, it's because I haven't looked at the photos, the old photos, in the way I have just recently. He did pretty well. My mom was a beautiful woman. Classy and beautiful, and I don't know how her family let an American come over there in 1961 or 59 and skewed her away, but he did a good job. So that's all I'm about.